Warning, this next item is about toilets. Space toilets, to be exact. NASA needs a new one, and the top three design teams that can come up with a new space toilet for an expedition to the moon in a few years will share a prize of $35,000. It's called the Lunar Loo Challenge, and Mike Interbartolo is the project manager. He joins me now. Mike, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, and people may be eating right now, so we want to be a little delicate about this, but why does NASA need a new space toilet design? What have they been using up until now?
So we have a toilet. It's pretty capable on the space station right now, and we're about to test a new one called the UWMS up there, but it's a little bit too heavy for what we've been constrained to for the lunar lander. Because our toilet has to go down to the moon's surface and back up again, any mass that we bring down cost propellant to bring it down as well as bring it back up again.
And you can't just use like a bag, like a plastic bag or a space diaper for that matter.
A space diaper, we use that during spacewalks, and a bag, we did that back in the Apollo era, and the astronauts did not like it at all. It just was uncomfortable for them. There was a release at least once, I believe it was Apollo 10, where the commander noted there was a floating object in the cabin. And so we knew going back to the moon this time, because they're going to be living on the surface of the moon for 6.5 days, and it's a longer transit time down to the surface and back up to orbit, that it just didn't make sense to put the astronauts through such a bad experience again for so long.
And forgive me, but there would be no way while they're on the surface of the moon for there to just be some sort of hatch and just go on the moon.
You could talk about that in terms of a more camper style toilet. But the issue is, again, you need a toilet system for the transit down and back. So you might as well make a fully capable low mass system that works for both scenarios.
Mm-hmm. So are you getting a lot of interest in this Lunar Loo Challenge so far?
We've definitely gotten a lot of articles written at this point. And there's been on the challenge page on Hero X, I've already started getting notifications of ideas flowing in. So I haven't had a chance to look at any of the entries yet, but the tinkerers, the makers, and the citizen scientists out there have about 8 weeks to put their brain trust together and try to come up with innovative ideas for this challenge. And we also have a junior category, which allows the kids under 18 to come up with fun and creative ways that they think a toilet should look like for going back to the moon in 2024.
Has NASA ever thrown any ideas like this to the public in the past and asked for people to come up with solutions to big problems?
Yeah, we've used this platform for crowdsourcing ideas in the past, and it's yielded great results because the folks bring in different perspectives and their own experience base drives some innovation and ideas that we wouldn't have access to otherwise.
Now, of course, it's easy to make jokes about the Lunar Loo Challenge, but it is important, of course, as you've been talking about. But what is the worst joke you've heard about the project?
So there's been a lot of dad jokes on email that have gone around. We're going to be flush with ideas and whatnot. Yeah, that, you know, they sort of write themselves at this point. But so far, everyone seems really excited about the challenge, and we're definitely looking forward to seeing the creativity that the crowd can bring to such a problem that is important to the astronauts as we try to get back to the moon by 2024.
That is Mike Interbartolo of NASA. He is the project manager for the Lunar Loo Challenge, and we will link you to that at hereandnow.org, and you can enter a design. Maybe you will be the one who comes up with the winning design. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.